All right. Good morning, everybody. It's 9:40. Welcome to the March 19th installment of the Leon County Research and Development Authority Executive Committee meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order. We have no guests this morning. We need to do approval of participation by electronic means.
I'll move it.
Second, all in favor, aye.
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 Peggy, did we receive any public comment?
We did not.
All right. The approval of the draft meeting minutes, they've been distributed. I trust everybody's had a chance to review. Is there a motion?
I'll move them. I did review them.
Second, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those are approved. Item number 7, bylaw amendment. Michael.
I was going to let Peggy give us the kind of rundown on that. Just it was incorporating some things the county had done over a year ago.
Okay.
Yes, all it did is add a resolution at the county level for the county's nominating committee in filling vacancies on our board of governors. And the county's nominating committee is county administrator, director of OEB, director of the MAG lab, and a representative from the College of Engineering. It allows, the new resolution allows them to designate someone else to come to attend.
On their committee that approves
yes.
our next incoming member.
I got you.
So we just have to say in our bylaws, we have to reference that resolution. So you'll see what we do is cross out the old resolution with the new number. That's it. Perfect. It's no substantive change to anything that we are doing.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll wait a minute.
Been moved. Been seconded. All in, any discussion?
Question on not the motion, so go ahead and take the vote, and then I'll question.
All right. No further discussion. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Question is, I assume the vacancies that we have, we're going to just sit on for a while and not act on those vacancies.
Is there anything that... There's nothing that requires us to move on the vacancies, right?
No, other than we got it. The less people we have, understand that's obviously much harder for us to get a quorum to vote and take certain actions at times. So I think if we identify a candidate or anybody identifies a candidate that they'd like to be considered, we should continue to advance those through that process. We do have Brian Batista rolling off. I think that's it.
He's the only one.
As he won. But we also haven't got a delegate assigned for TCC. So there's other things we still are trying to at least backfill or FAMU that we haven't done yet. So we would entertain anybody who wants to bring up a candidate, I think, and we would advance that through the county process, which will take whatever time.
Okay.
And we can mention that again at the board meeting,
okay.
That we certainly are receptive to anybody identifying candidates that might be interested.
All right. Dave, is that good?
That's good for me. I just wondered why we were not doing anything, but now I have the answer.
Okay. All right. Item number 8, Dave, the Treasury report.
Yeah, we continue to bleed cash, as you have seen before. Nothing really extraordinary to point out in there, except that the red line keeps getting brighter and brighter. I'll give a more detailed report at the full board meeting.
All right. Do we want to talk about the audit status?
The audit is, we have an audit committee meeting today at 11 that they will present the draft to the audit committee. It's pretty standard run-of-the-mill audit as far as we're concerned that we've had. The only thing we did ask them to do is add a subsequent event note about the MOU we executed in December, which was outside the audit period. We have added that note, frankly, and we will review that note. Beyond that, I do not expect anything more substantial than the audit, which reflects a massive amount of income related to the grants, even though we burned through about $1.3 million in cash last year between operations and funding.
Okay.
And then that'll get advanced through the audit committee today, then it'll be approved at the board meeting, is my expectation, in April, so that we can file that with the state.
Okay. Any comments on the line of credit?
We got 160 grand left on it of the $4 million. We still just did it briefly. We still owe Culpepper about $555,000. We anticipate another $75,000 worth of stuff outside the contract, you know, caulk filling on floors, random things we're going to end up doing in the building. And we will fund that when we get the $1.2 million back from the EDA,
okay,
which we have not requested yet because we do not have a CO yet that we can fund. We haven't closed out the project. Okay. We haven't done all the steps that matter, frankly.
Yeah. Tom, any questions, comments? All right, Dave, thank you.
So, and I would add, sorry, that I did run it. I did constantly run an analysis of kind of where I think we're going to be at the end of the fiscal year in cash. And right now I'm expecting, assuming we get the OEB money any day now, we get our $1.2 million from the EDA, I expect to be at about $1.5 million in cash on September 3rd, which is higher than we had talked about earlier. And the main drivers of that are we have not hired a number of the people we talked about hiring in January for the new lab. We have not incurred the expenses associated with insurance, utilities, operating the lab. And that's a $40,000 to $50,000 a month saving that's been clicking along now for a couple of months. So those numbers, you know, compound.
So are we going to have an opportunity to tease that out a little bit with the detail at the board meeting?
We can, whatever level. And again, that's a moving target, obviously, as we identify things.
Yeah, that's important because that's kind of been that is the very specific point that started all of these conversations many months ago.
And remember, we're not spending a bunch of money on a variety of things associated with the lab, and we're running, even though we are losing money, our budget was to have lost through January about $350,000, and we have only lost $190,000. So we're $160,000. We're running $40,000 ahead of budget at the RDA level right now. Some of that's unfilled positions, frankly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Thank you both. Let's go to item number 9, IPTLH and NFIL.
Okay. The completion date is any day. We did have, as Bill mentioned, the internet is available. There are still things. Locks are not finalized. There's just a number of items that are not done. The building, if you're to walk through it, it looks like it's done by all accounts.
Both sides of the internet, Metronet, and we don't know about FSU.
FSU has not, as far as I know, done nothing yet.
Okay.
There's been no activity.
But Metronet's good to go.
Yep. Yes. Last night. I don't know that we've tested it. They've tested it and told us it's good to go. So I assume it's ready.
I communicated with the IT guys.
And they're working. Bill's got folks in there doing access control, finalizing a lot of things that were frankly waiting on internet. Change order so far, $237,000 is where we are. And I don't expect that to move much at this point, other than we will do some things outside of the close out of contract so we don't have to pay an extra 15 or 20% on it.
Okay.
And we just don't want to hold anything up. The appropriation, we have received up in 1.5, if you guys recall, that we got through TCC. We've received $846,000 of that already. We have spent $300,000 so far. We will spend another $300,000 in the relatively near future, paying the second half of all the furniture and a variety of things. We've got $654,000 still to come in. And our expectations are also to spend just that 1.5. If you guys recall back, and I'll cover this at the board meeting, part of the reason we had a lower number in September of an expectation of cash, I think we're projected to be potentially $600,000 to $700,000 instead of what I'm talking about. We also expected to spend $600,000 or $700,000 more on FF&E in our original budget, because that model was built with the assumption we would be operating the lab, we would be making sure everything was there and in place. So,
okay.
EDA update. I have submitted the what's called a space license agreement to the EDA. They are to review that and approve that before we start taking tenants in. They have not responded or given us an approval or any comments for that yet. We will nudge them again this week. We nudged them last week. We didn't get an answer. They do not move at a pace that we would like them to. Hasn't been an issue. Since we didn't have internet, there's a variety of things we don't have in place. That has not held up any tenants yet. We have shared that draft with some tenants so they know what they will be asked to sign, assuming the EDA approves it.
So on that, just so for everybody's edification, Michael did a huge amount of heavy lifting, coordinating with both FSU and FAMU on the redraft of that agreement. It took a long time. It certainly wasn't Michael's fault that it took a long time. Michael was the driving force of ushering it along. It just had many places to go before it was fully approved. So thank you for sending that along. And I do understand, I think from one of our conversations, that the person who reviews that changed.
It did. Yeah. This is our fourth EDA representative. Yeah. Right. So we sent it all in, and then that afternoon or the next morning, we got, hey, I'm no longer your rep. Here's the new person.
Okay.
So then we sent a bunch of things, not just that EDA, the space license agreement. There were a number of other documents that went to that person that we've overloaded them with to get them caught up again, because apparently everybody only keeps the records on their emails, not in a centralized server. So we literally sent opening bid document type stuff to the new person, which is the second time we've submitted those, third time rather, that we've submitted those documents. So, and we've only got one more payment to get from those guys. That we've received four of the five, and so the last one is the 1.2 closeout payment.
And we don't have any reason to believe that that's going to be a prolonged process to get that, do we?
Anything beyond my experience with it, everything takes what seems like a prolonged period. But no, I don't think there's going to be any particular exceptions to it, other than we are literally just provided them 3 or 4 weeks ago bid opening documents for probably the fourth time.
Yeah.
So all of that stuff, I assume anything that they have as an open on their checklist to make that final payment, we'll be mopping up, even though I believe all of that stuff was submitted back in Ron Miller's tenure to get it rolling.
Yeah.
Remember, because the first I requested the first payment and we got that, and they wouldn't, and the second and the third and the fourth. So the respective representatives had something in their files, but now the newer people don't.
Yeah.
So it there will be hiccups to get it. And the downside of construction taking longer is it is longer for me to start that process, right? Yeah. The good news is I haven't spent the money on utilities and insurance, but we haven't started the process of requesting the money either.
Yeah, got it.
The last payment. Anyway, I mentioned closeout, insurance and utilities. We expect those really to start any day. Just a reminder, the insurance is probably a $10,000 a month number on that building. The utilities are probably in the magnitude of $20,000.
Also, a few chunky service agreements.
Yes, we do. The AC is the one that's $50,000 a year, the service agreement. Because remember, you've got the fancy ventilation systems. You've got a lot of sophisticated systems.
$1 million unit.
Yeah, the rooftop unit's worth $1 million. So those will be real numbers that will get stolen. And you have to do those service agreements to maintain the warranty.
Keep the warranty. Yeah.
We members and member profiles, we have a number of folks that have expressed interest. Bill has mentioned those at prior meetings. We do believe one or two of the folks that are currently in our lab here are going to relocate over to the new lab. They have seen drafts of the space agreement. We're working with FSU on what's the ideal candidate mix going to be, what are the target candidates, target industry. That has not been completed, but that is in process too, because obviously as we continue to move forward in this project, FSU will take a larger and larger role in the selection of the candidates for the lab. We're probably going to move one of our major tenants here. We'll be moving over there as soon as we can move that.
And you guys are working with
Valerie
on that?
We are.
And Stacy, yeah.
Okay.
And that was all I've got on the number nine.
Okay. Good. Anything else on that one? Bill? No?
Okay. No, not unless you have questions.
No. Let's go to item number 10, LCRDA, FAMI and FSU.
Yep, just an update. We did extend the MOU that we signed in December. It had a bunch of this transaction largely being completed, or at least purchase agreements, I should say, being completed by the end of April. That is not going to happen because we're working on a variety of other things. So FSU and FAMU both agreed to extend this out to August to get the steps done that are required. We're also working with Stacy Patterson's office and Valerie on coordinating the build to scale grant that they were awarded here at the RDA to try and take advantage of the matching funds that provide another $750,000 to operate the lab. That one has to run through the RDA. And so we're figuring out the best mechanics of how we're going to do that in conjunction with them, with FSU. They've actually posted some job descriptions that will be involved in the new lab. And we're going to have to figure out the funding process, if you will. Through the exercise to figure out this assignment of interest, we have identified a couple of places on the map that we have been using for about 30 years. Two things in particular, the sites where HPMI and AME are, that real estate transaction, it was a trade in the mid-90s, that has never been advanced to the appropriate agencies at the county, DEP, even though the transaction was papered out fine, but we've got to clean all that up before we can finalize any of our transfers. In addition, if you guys remember up in the northwest corner of the park, there's a lot 7E and 1F that map eternal has always been identified as two separate parcels. And when we did the MOU, one of those parcels was going to FSU, one was going to FAMU. It turns out it is just one parcel. That was a preliminary plat draft that had been used and memorialized forever. So we are having to subdivide that. So we've got five lots to survey. We're working on engaging some surveying agency to get that rolling as soon as possible, because we'll need to have that final document and a very good legal descriptions to affect the assignments that we're talking about.
And as Michael and I have talked about that, we do think that the appropriate action is to subdivide so that those two lots do actually represent two separate
parcels,
as opposed to leaving it as one, primarily because of where the pond is located and how long-term care and maintenance would occur around the pond. It's just better if one entity controls the entire perimeter of the pond.
And it will be consistent with the maps that have been shared for the last 30-something years.
All right.
Eisenhower, the phase one, if you guys recall, I think a meeting or two ago, we wanted to do a phase one. That is completed. And it was no, as far as the firm that did the work, they have no cause or suggestion to conduct a phase two.
Okay, good.
That's perfect.
Yep. As I mentioned already, the OEB funding, we were expecting that last $268,000 any day. We've met all the requirements. We check every morning, hoping it'll be here. We're going to call again today. And lastly, on leasing, just to give everyone an update, if you recall, CareerSource was going to move out at the end of February. They have asked to stay longer. They're in the Morgan building upstairs. And what we agreed to with those guys was a rolling 60-day extension, two-way notice provision, so that they can stay as long as they want. If they want to move out, they got to give us 60 days notice. And if we want them out, or whoever the owner of the building is wants them out, they have to be provided 60 days notice. We are doing something very similar with the tenants in the lab here, whose leases mature over the next several months. We're giving everybody at least until July-ish, and then we're going to go on 30-day rolling notice provisions two-way. Anybody that can move, we can move to the lab. We will release them from any obligation they have under that term if we're moving them to our space. Otherwise, they'll just have the ability, whether it's FAMU, whatever, wants to move people, they'll have to provide them 30 days notice. But I didn't think it made sense to start booting people prematurely.
All right. Any questions for Michael on any of those items?
The tenants in this building, our building we have now that are using the lab, will they go to the new lab?
We anticipate that one or two of them, maybe three, would go to the new lab. Some of them will not. They may not go to anywhere. They may just not want to continue in what their current form of operations. Everybody's getting to do a little bit of a gut check on what they want to do as a tenant, right? With us, do they want to keep paying rent? For most of them, if they move to the new space, their rents are going to go up.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Item number 10, new business.
One item.
What you got?
My bank and your bank, or the authority's bank, is the same bank. I had requested my bank to withdraw from my account a certain sum of money to set up a CD. The bank inadvertently, without my knowledge, drew the funds from the authority's account. Michael or staff picked up on that right away. I had no idea what was going on. They asked the bank what happened. The bank explained that with their error, they charged the wrong account. They ended up paying our authority the interest that I would have got. Reset everything, but I thought, just so that it be on record that the treasurer is not withdrawing funds for his personal use, that we discuss that if you have any questions.
Dave, I appreciate you bringing it up. Michael had made me aware, and I appreciate your desire to put that on the record. And certainly we understand that that is the bank's error. And I think in the game of Monopoly, you just got $200 or something like that.
For us?
Yes.
They paid us a much higher rate than we were going to get. We were getting on a zero interest account. So yeah, it worked out good for us. I wish it had been more.
Very good. Thank you for letting us know. Any other new business?
I'll mention just one thing. We submitted an SBA grant since we last met, and it's $50,000 for ecosystem development. We should hear next month. That's
it. Okay. Very good.
One more thing. I've appealed to a number of the commissioners to get out and see our lab. We have several of them scheduled, including the county administrator, in the next week or so. So hopefully we'll get them all in there before we have our opening.
Okay.
Dave is clearly the best tour guide in, in the park.
Very good. Something that Michael and I have been working on pretty diligently, and it's been a bit maddening, is the process of finishing up all of the survey. There are five lots that need further survey work. Is that fair?
Yeah, we can't find legal descriptions for certain reasons. Obviously, the one I said needs to be subdivided, but the other three or four, we cannot find legal descriptions that would be adequate to affect the transfers that are contemplated under the MOU, so we need to have them resurveyed.
And it seems like that would be a fairly easy task to complete. It's just not been. And so, Michael, in order to do appropriate due diligence, has received, he's reached out to three or four different companies to get competitive bids. We're mindful of tying together all the previous survey with what still remains, so that we have one cohesive package.
I want the math to tie out to the 207.84 acres exactly.
Yeah. And so we need to balance that that need alongside of timing and cost and just all the things that are required to get to the finish line. And we're kind of deep in the trenches on that. We need to have that buttoned up in order to start a legitimate conversation with DEP. What Michael and I have on the agenda in the next week or two is to schedule time with Brad Richardson at DEP to start a process. I would suggest that is the critical path to getting to a finish line. As we talked about in one of the prior meetings, whether the distribution of assets occurs at one time or in multiple tranches, my sense is that it will occur at least in a two or three, potentially even more tranches. But completing that survey is absolutely critical path.
So it affects, remember, there's a piece in there that affects FAMU, so we can't do FAMU's deal. Obviously, there's a piece in there that affects Florida State, so I have to have that subdivided final legal descriptions done to move it forward.
And those guys are busy right now, too.
They are.
Yeah. The good news is, on a completely unrelated level, but very much tangential, I just went through the same process at FSU with Brad Richardson on a similar property. And so I've stepped through the process of what we're about to do with DEP, and it went very, very smoothly.
And we've already had preliminary conversation with Brad and those guys, so they know what's coming as well.
Yeah. So we still have eyes on the prize, and I think we're moving well in that direction. It's just taken, as Michael mentioned earlier, longer than we have expected.
Right.
I have no further comment, and if there is no other, then it's been moved to adjourn.